her name by Cindy Berg. The guy who originally adopted her had chocolate hair, caramel skin, and a silky French accent. "Goodbye, Ashley," he crooned to the wild-eyed beast my then-husband had noticed chained to the fence. I wanted a puppy. Ashley was 8 months old and full-grown, but my ex, let's call him Alan, insisted on his right to pick out the dog for us. Ashley was not the lady her name suggested. She would pee as we walked down the sidewalk, legs spread wide, like she was trying to write her name the way boys do in the snow. Other times she'd lift her leg like a male. Often she'd take a dump right in the middle of crossing the street, much to my embarrassment. And she had no interest in me. All she cared about was playing fetch. She was faster than any of the other dogs in our neighborhood or at the dog park, and Alan took great pride in her athleticism, the way a father might. "Ashley, heel. Sit. Ashley, stay. Stay. No, Ashley." I'm in line at an outdoor food festival, trying to keep my 70-pound mutt under control, when I become aware of a voice echoing my own. "Ashley, wait. No, Ashley, come here. Stay. Ashley." I look up to see a mother trying to keep her 40-pound child, a willful little girl decked out in pink sparkles and blonde pigtails, by her side. I decide to call my dog just Ash, and Alan's all for it. Yelling "Ash" suited him. Yelling at me suited him, like when he called me at work to tell me I wasn't allowed to walk Ash anymore. Alan would force her into submission by sitting on her, and my leniency was making it harder to break her will. No matter how many sticks we threw, Ash proved inexhaustible, so we soon got her a puppy as a playmate. Indigo was my baby from day one. Where Ash had eyes only for a stick, Indigo always watched me. Alan told me it wasn't love that made Indigo run back and forth between us when we got separated on a trail. It was hunger, that Indigo would as soon eat me as protect me. As our marriage floundered, he'd scream how he'd never wanted a dog. It was unfair of me to want dogs. Dogs were too big of a responsibility. "I loved the dogs more than I loved him," he claimed. I tried to reason with him, but eventually conceded. He was right. I could no longer find much to love about a man who lashed out with anger and cruelty when any of us bitches moved in a way that didn't please him. I started calling my ex-husband by his middle name after our divorce because my second husband has the same first name. I can't use any of the same words to describe these two men, let alone something so fundamental as a name. My mother's first husband was named Alan. Sometimes I wish she would have told me more about my sister's father, the man who decided he was too young to be a father only after his fourth baby was on the way. After more than a decade together, we lost Indigo to lymphoma last year. Without the energy of youth and the competition of another dog, Ash is revealing her true name. My old lady, whose legs twitch and collapse under her after 90-plus dog years chasing countless sticks, still summons the strength to follow me room to room so that she can lie down next to me. Her name is Sweetness, sweetie, sweetheart, my sweet baby girl.